Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Megan Goldsby. Here's what's happening. Well, CBS News has confirmed the Trump administration is planning to deploy U.S. Border Patrol agents to the San Francisco area as early as tomorrow. KCBS's Shannon Golden reporting live from the newsroom now, saying Mayor Daniel Lurie says the city doesn't welcome but is prepared for this escalation. Shannon?
That's right. In an impromptu live stream from City Hall this last hour, Lurie asserted that sending the military to San Francisco will not help the city.
We don't exactly know what the federal government is planning in San Francisco and across the Bay Area. But we do know this federal administration has a playbook. In cities across the country, masked immigration officials are deployed to use aggressive enforcement tactics that instill fear.
But he says that city leaders have been working for the last 10 months to prepare for this kind of escalation here in the region.
Our public safety agencies are trained and coordinated. Our critical infrastructure departments, including our hospitals, schools, and transportation systems, are ready. And our city attorney is equipped to take necessary legal action.
And just before that live stream, it signed an executive order that will build on those preparations and activate the Department of Emergency Management to coordinate across departments. And he made it very clear in his speech that the city's law enforcement are there for the residents and are not legally allowed to help Border Patrol agents in any arrests. And he emphasized that he wants residents to really be aware that they can make their voices heard in this situation.
You have my commitment that the San Francisco Police Department and all of our local law enforcement will protect your First Amendment rights and ensure you can make your voices heard.
Now, he does say that he wants folks who do protest and assert that First Amendment right to remain peaceful on the streets of San Francisco. Now, KCBS has reached out to the Department of Homeland Security and Border Patrol, but has not yet heard back. Governor Gavin Newsom posting on X just before that live stream that California has seen enough. President Trump and Stephen Miller's authoritative playbook is coming for another one of our cities, and violence and vandalism are exactly what they're looking for to invoke chaos. Reporting live in the newsroom, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Thank you, Shannon. Layoffs for tech giant Meta Platforms as it confirms the cutting of roughly 600 artificial intelligence jobs. Affected employees were notified today. Those cuts won't impact the company's new AI-focused TBD lab group. Meta says the move aims to streamline its operations and help it remain competitive in the AI sector. There's a big shakeup coming to the Bay Area business community. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from San Francisco. The longtime head of the Bay Area Council says he plans to step down from his role at the end of the year to join California Forever.
After leading the Bay Area Council for more than two decades, Jim Wonderman will now head up the public affairs effort with the Silicon Valley-backed mega development planned for Solano County. California Forever has faced both scrutiny and pushback. Wonderman says that's par for the course for any big project in the region.
We come up with reasons reasons why, you know, anything is too impactful or it's going to create, you know, too much downside in a community or too much traffic.
He believes the combination of jobs, housing, and manufacturing will help grow Northern California as a region.
Solano sits right in the middle of it. It's kind of a blocker, really, and it could be the bridge between Sacramento and San Francisco, if you will. It's very exciting.
From supporting public transit projects to fending off an effort by then-Governor Schwarzenegger to build a flat eastern span of the Bay Bridge, Wunderman believes the Bay Area Council has and will continue to make an impact.
We can have conversations with elected leaders, with mayors, with senators, with members of Congress, and be heard.
In San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Ahead of the open enrollment period for employer-based health insurance, rates are rising at a rate more than double that of inflation. Dr. Dylan Roby is chair and professor of health, society, and behavior at UC Irvine. He tells KCBS California residents are facing a multifaceted situation when it comes to paying for health coverage.
Covered California is a unique situation because not only are they pricing in the cost of these overall medical services increases, more use of GLP-1 drugs, et cetera, but they're also dealing with the uncertainty in Washington, D.C. around the government shutdown.
Estimates from Covered California have the Bay Area's premiums increasing even higher than the state's average. Monthly premiums in San Francisco could go up by $177, and steeper hikes could be on the way in Marin and San Mateo counties. Well, a phone in one hand, a package in another, sometimes it seems like a juggling act for Amazon drivers. But as KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports, the job will soon be that much more safe and more efficient, thanks to Amazon's new smart glasses.
Dog on property.
Just one of the warnings the smart glasses can send to an Amazon driver.
We're really excited to reveal what we've been working on here with the smart delivery glasses.
Chris Delvises is a product manager for Amazon. Typically, drivers, otherwise known as delivery associates, use cell phones along their route, but the glasses are expected to be a game changer.
So they can view the information within their line of sight, so it keeps their head up and more aware of surroundings and potential hazards like something they might trip on or a dog.
Casey Pangan, a delivery associate for InterCity Logistics for Amazon, got a chance to try out the glasses.
I was able to move up and down the vehicle with making sure I have 3 points of contact. I'm able to carry the packages with two hands. I didn't even touch my phone once throughout the delivery process.
Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Police in San Bruno have announced a breakthrough in a case involving the discovery of a dead baby boy at a local park more than 40 years ago. Police say they identified the parents of the baby who was found inside a garbage can at Buckeye Park in November of 1981. The parents' names haven't been released. When the newborn was found, police had said he'd been dead for several hours from strangulation and had likely been placed in the garbage can the night before. Investigators worked alongside the Texas Department of Public Safety and others to break the case, aided by forensic genetic genealogy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As Bay Area transit systems grapple with big budget deficits, mayors from across the region's biggest cities have expressed support for a campaign pushing a sales tax hike to help. But San Jose's Mayor Matt Mahan, now voicing his reservations about supporting that proposal, walking back his previous support of state legislation allowing such a move. Mahan says a reform plan for the transit system is needed before he can endorse or campaign for a tax increase. A man previously convicted of groping and harassing women in San Francisco is back in jail just one day after he was seen approaching women again. Hobbs has faced multiple past cases, including allegations he followed and grabbed women. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins tells KCBS 37-year-old Billgene Hobbs about his history and what exactly led to this latest arrest.
We hear a sentence. In his case, it's 3 years, and they're only required, depending on the type of charges, to serve either half of that time or sometimes 80%. In his case, it was half. So he was actually placed on parole, and he's been picked up on a parole violation.
He was booked yesterday and had previously served prison time for a 2023 conviction on charges including false imprisonment and sexual battery. Most of those cases were dismissed until he was finally convicted last year. The NFL says the Pro Bowl is moving to the same week as the Super Bowl. And KCBS's David Welch reports it's being held in the same region as the league's championship game.
The changes mean the Pro Bowl is coming to San Francisco. The league's annual All-Star event is happening on the Tuesday before the big game, and football fans staying in the city that week won't have to travel far. It's happening at the Moscone Center.
Well, the Pro Bowl used to be an actual game in Hawaii, and then players didn't really want to go and try, and so they turned into the Pro Bowl games.
Dan Dibley, co-host of Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game, says the Moscone Center is getting the NFL's latest version of the Pro Bowl, which includes a 7-on-7 flag football game.
For the players, it's more of a time to do something different, and you know, an actual tackle football game that's not tackle football, they're not going to actually try for. But if it's something like this, something different in, you know, flag football or other tertiary events, they're going to try because it's fun and it's different.
He says that's better for fans and it makes the entire Super Bowl week an experience worth paying for. In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
California and other states have passed laws restricting cell phone use in schools. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports on a new investigation showing some of those guidelines could be too strict.
Cell phone use in school has become controversial, but a new report done by the UC and CSU Collaborative for Neuroscience, Diversity and Learning shows everyone can agree.
Splitting attention between classwork and cell phones can hurt learning and focus unless phones are used intentionally as part of instruction.
Project scientist Kathy Doe says they spoke with school administrators to discuss challenges of implementing cell phone policies.
Unfair practices for certain student groups, and so policies need to be sensitive to that and pay attention to the equity risks that might come about if we don't make clear accommodations for students with learning or health needs.
She says families are also expressing concerns about safety when students don't have access to their phones in the event of an emergency. Bottom line,
we really need to be listening and co-designing these policies with the community in mind, involving students, families, educators in the policy design,
and allowing students with learning disabilities to use their phones that may have educational aids. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Brain fog, gut issues, there are a host of symptoms if you're suffering from long COVID. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says some 20 million people across the country are dealing with it.
The numbers could be even greater because some people don't even know what they're dealing with.
But also it means that a lot of people maybe living with these symptoms might have noticed that there was something weird or their health never got back quite to how it was before.
Dr. Allison Cohen is an assistant professor of epidemiology and biostatistics at UCSF.
Everyone remains at risk for long COVID. So even if you have tolerated previous COVID infections fine and been able to fully recover, you might still get long COVID if you get reinfected. So it's still worth trying to avoid getting any COVID infection.
According to the CDC, about 1 million Americans are currently out of work because of long COVID. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Well, have you seen the stunning photos and videos of the all-white deer in the East Bay? They're getting international attention after being released by an East Bay nature photographer. KCBS's Matt Bigler explains why the location of the rare fawn is being kept a secret.
Wildlife photographer Matthew Raithman was out with his family in an East Bay park hoping to take pictures of tarantulas. The spider hunt turned out to be a flop.
We didn't see any tarantulas. We had piled back into the car and we were about to make our way back home around sunset, and we saw this albino deer in the middle of the road.
The all-white deer with pink highlights on its eyes, ears, and nose seemed almost unnatural, like a ghost in the forest.
Immediately, we all knew something was going on. There was something special here.
Rafin was able to take pictures and video of the deer, which have now gone viral. For now, he's not disclosing the exact location of the herd.
From my perspective, the primary concern is their well-being.
Some people have asked whether the white deer is a deep fake, but Rafin says he has the raw video evidence, and East Bay Parks has also confirmed other sightings of the albino deer. This type of albinism in black-tailed deer is natural but rare, about 1 in 30,000 births. In the East Bay, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Lyft is testing the waters with a pilot loyalty program aimed at winning over more riders. Users of the new program will be able to earn up to 5% cash back on rides when they auto-reload their account with cash. Lyft users who set their auto refill amount to $100 will also get access to some benefits originally offered under the app's existing paid subscription program. Bay Area Lyft riders and those who have been using the app for at least 10 years will get early access to the new feature. Meanwhile, Lyft's rival Uber currently owns more than 70% of the U.S. rideshare market.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.